Greg Keith is head basketball coach at Polo. Polo goes into the final couple games, final week of their regular season upcoming. And then they'll be at the district basketball tournament hosted by Mid-Buchanan this year. Visited last year, we're coming out of the Hamilton tournament. South Harrison was a game that was right before the crossover. South Harrison wins 54-36 in the end. It's really a team that you got to figure out how to, at the very least, stall their guard production, because it seems like everything evolves. They can do other things, but, boy, it pretty much starts with their guards.
Right, and we tried to do that. We came out in a triangle and two and tried to do our best to contain the Wilhelm sisters, and for a little bit I thought we're doing a good job. It's just whenever you're throwing a new defense and you're trying it with your team, it doesn't always work as well as you'd like, because it's new to your own team as well, and it could be something that they're probably familiar seeing as the course of the season unfolds. So one of them we held to 3, and the other one we held to 20. So we did half our job, I guess you could say. But they also have some pretty good size inside that gave us fits with rebounding and putbacks, and they get it, and they're not looking to slow down the pace of the game, and they're scoring in a hurry, and that's what they did. It was just too much. We're not. We struggle from the offensive end sometimes, and if a team getting in the 50s, it's tough for us to try and match that. I thought we played a pretty good half. I think we're down 7 at the end of the half, and then the third quarter they extended that pretty good. I think they outscored us by 8 there in the third to extend it to a 15-point game, and then that was just too much for us to overcome.
Is that the first time you've tried doing that, trying to explore a defense for a particular opponent per se?
Not this year. We've experimented with a couple different things. It might be a matter of the game flow or just personnel. If you look at statistics or get scouting reports or whatnot, you see some on film, you might try to do something different. Maybe if you don't feel that straight up is a good matchup, and that's what I felt going in, and we did some good things out of it with only having a few days to kind of work on it. But I prefer not to. I'd probably prefer to stick to what we normally do, but it's just kind of a matter of getting a feel for how you match up with the other team.
All right, next is St. Joe Christian and 2 wins there. I know they're a young team, and one of their victories this year was just having a season, putting a season together. It didn't seem like 1 year is that big a deal if you take that year off and then get back in it, and that was kind of the deal with them to go into the conference. They would go ahead and have a girls basketball season, but boy, you do lose a lot in that year.
Right, and they're, like you said, they're really young and a lot of inexperience there from a varsity level standpoint. Especially if you're not playing for a whole year, and then some of them, the ones that maybe did play last year at the junior high level, they're still kind of getting thrown to the wolves a little bit. And I think they, in our one game, they dressed 7, and last night they dressed 8, and 5 of those are freshmen. So, and they, one girl, I think, we played them in a JV game earlier this year in a tournament, and they have one girl that's not eligible to play varsity yet, that she was, she played in the JV game, and she was our leading scorer in the JV game. So, we probably picked the right time, I guess you could say, to play them, because I think in the next 2, 3, 4 years, they're going to be pretty dangerous.
All right, Ted, Tyne Avalon and Bramer, that's going to finish out the regular season. Then you go to the district tournament where you'll get matched up against Gallatin. The one thing that would be a nice get, I guess, on your schedule. Might be, you know, a game like Tyne Avalon or maybe Bremer. What are these two next? Or, I mean, optimally, I suppose two, but you know, Tyne Avalon, they've had a really nice record, won three quarters of their games or something like that. But I got to think that, you know, particularly with who Polo has seen as tournaments, they're certainly schedule tested. And if it's in a matter of playing consistency, I've got to think if your players think, or maybe you feel, if they can play consistently, they'll give themselves a chance even against a team the caliber of Tyne. Is that fair to say?
It is. You know, I don't know. We're not used to seeing them. You know, this is the first year. Actually, we haven't seen them since my first year at Polo. We saw them over in a Bremer tournament whenever we were over there, and that was on the boys' side. But we just don't have a familiarity with Tyne, so I don't know if that favors us or them. I do feel we play a stronger schedule, but, you know, at the end of the day, whenever that ball is tipped at, that really doesn't matter. They've had a really solid season. I think, like you said, they've won majority of their games. I think I checked this morning, and they're 15-5. And you know, they beat Southwest again for the second time this year. And they're really putting together, like I said, a nice season. So, and then Bremer's young, but they're a pretty aggressive team, and they're probably pretty similar to us. In that regard, so that could be, you know, a toss-up. It'd be obviously great to get both of them. It'd be nice to get one out of the two, but we've got to continue to just play a little better, and we're fortunate to, as far as both those games go, we have them at home, so hopefully that helps a little bit in our favor.
It's Greg Heath. He's head basketball coach of Polo.